Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I've got a great program lined up for you that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. That was a tune called Wild Goose Chase to kick it off. That was recorded back in about 1974. And it's a tune I wrote, and it's a good fun tune to play, believe me. Anyway, we're going to hear some great music now. Coming up, first up is Jim Mills from the album Hidehead Blues. This is where he's playing some of his favourite old Gibson banjos. And with the help of Dan Tominski on lead vocals and Don Rigsby on tenor vocals and Barry Bales on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Adam Steffi on mandolin. Man, what a great lineup that is. Here's Jim Mills playing I'm Gonna Lay Down My Old Guitar. And he noted in this one that he's actually playing out of detuning on his banjo. He's got it tuned up a semitone, just like Scruggs used to do with his banjo. And then he's capoed up so they're playing an F. And he's getting a magic sound out of his banjo. Jim Mills and Co., I'm gonna lay down my old guitar.
I'm gonna lay down my old guitar. Lay down my old guitar. Well, I wish I could tie it to my side and take it along with me. I'm sick in this lonesome bed. Well, I'm sick in this lonesome bed. Oh, Lord, I'm sick in this lonesome bed. And there's no one to cry for me. Gonna lay down my old guitar. Lay down my old guitar. Well, I wish I could tie it to my side. Take it along with me.
Lay down.
is just beautiful. The tone on that banjo is just magic. That was Jim Mills. We're going to hear from a band called American Drive now, and this was an album produced and released in 2012. Ricky Wasson on guitar and lead vocals, and Dwight McCall mandolin, lead and tenor vocals, Matt Despain on dobro and sometimes lead vocals, Kyle Perkins on upright bass, and Justin Jenkins on banjo. Look from the photo like a bunch of good old boys that just really enjoy playing some bluegrass music. They do some lovely songs, and I've selected one called "Is It Too Late to Settle Down?" Here comes American Drive.
Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you? Well, many years ago you said you loved me, and many years ago you were my girl. But I've wandered far away from your arms, dear. Now will you let me back into your world? Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you? Now I would understand if you said no, babe, 'cause I've done you wrong, dear, in the past. But I promise that I've put aside my rowdy ways, and I promise that I'll settle down at last. Is it too late now to settle down with you? Is it too late, babe, to make my dreams come true? Well, I've rambled all my life, but now I'm through. Is it too late now to settle down with you?
Hardline bluegrass there for you from the band American Drive. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you some of my favourite music from my collections of music. Last episode that you might have heard last week, if you just listen as the episodes come out, I raved on for a while about seeing Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley at 1971, and what an influence they were to me, and that I followed their music right through. And then just after that, I played a track from Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice. And I saw Tony Rice in 1971 too, and he was a huge part of the music that I enjoyed as I sort of grew into bluegrass music. And but I gave a big rave up for Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley, and then played Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice. So I felt bad about that for a couple of days, and then I've got over it. I hope you enjoyed the music. I'm sure you did. Anyway, this is another collaboration of a couple of superstars, really. Sam Bush and David Grisman, or David Grisman and Sam Bush, depending on which page you're reading. And it's from a collaboration album called Hold On, We're Strumming. And they're doing some great music, much of which they've written themselves. And we're going to start off with a track called Hartford's Reel. This is a tribute to John Hartford, and it's Hartford's Real, spelt R-E-A-L. So they've got a sense of humour even in naming their music. Sam's playing mandolin and a bit of fiddle. David Grisman's playing mandolin. Jack Lawrence is playing backup guitar. And Jim Kerwin is playing bass. And here's the tune, Hartford's Real. He really was real.
Thank you.
Well, what a masterpiece that was. David Grisman, Sam Bush. I had David Grisman in the left ear of my headphones and Sam Bush in the right ear of my headphones, and it was absolute magic, I can tell you. What a lovely piece that was. It's one called Hartford's Reel. We'll hear from them a little bit later in the program. Meanwhile, we'll go back to something a little bit more regular, an album from 2003 from the Lynn Morris Band. Love Lynn Morris's vocals. The album was called The Shape of a Tear, and the song I've selected is Don't Neglect the Rose. Lynn Morris Band. Pretty Lynn Morris Band, Don't Neglect the Rose. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works. If you're ever in Hamilton, go and see Shearer's. They'll provide everything you need to do with music, from upgrading your instrument to maybe a Martin or a Deering or a new mandolin or a new ukulele, lots of guitars, all the accessories you could possibly want, lots of books on how to play them, and all the staff are musicians. They all play music, and they know what you're talking about when you go and get involved in a discussion on what you need for your music. So go and see Shearer's They are the people to see in town, and I really appreciate the fact that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been around for more than 50 years, doing a great job supporting music in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I appreciate you tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I know it's going to be hard for you to come and visit Shearers, but who knows, you might be able to use their online marketing services and order a bag of flat picks or something like that, which would make them very happy. Okay, what are we going to hear now? Well, if you've ever listened to the show before, you'll know that I'm a Stanley Brothers fan from way back and always really enjoyed their music. I have a lot of their vinyl albums, and I'm going to play, it's actually a CD of one of the vinyl albums I've got, too. It's just called The Stanley Brothers. It was put out in 1958. A picture of Ralph and Carter on the front, standing beside a microphone that's hanging from above them. And there's some classic music on this album. How Mountain Girls Can Love, Heaven Seems So Near, Mastertone March, She's More To Be Pitied, Train 45, Think of What You've Done, Clinch Mountain Backstab, oh, a bunch of other great songs. I'm going to play a tune called Keep a Memory. Personnel on this recording, the whole album was recorded in just two sessions in September 1958. Carter Stanley on guitar and vocals, Ralph Stanley banjo and vocals, Ralph Mayo on fiddle, Bill Napier on mandolin, and Al Elliott on bass. Here we go with Keep a Memory. Classic Stanley Brothers there. They really did it right as far as I was concerned. I just love their music. Let's get back to Jim Mills from the album Hithead Blues. And we're going to hear a song called Pick Along. Earl Scruggs wrote this song, and J- Jim Mills notes in the cover notes that this is a somewhat neglected Scruggs tune from the Strictly Instrumental album featuring Doc Watson. Sort of been overlooked. He's always loved it and wanted to record it with this band. He used Snuffy Jenkins' old RB4 banjo because it's got a lot of punch and sustain, and he really wanted it to ring out all the pull-off notes. It's a neat comment, and here he is playing the tune Pick Along. Doesn't it? Oh, the sound I'm getting in my headphones is just amazing. And he selected a great banjo for it, Snuffy Jenkins' old banjo. That was Jim Mills. Chris Brashear is a great songwriter, great performer, wonderful guitarist. I met him at in 2013 at the IBMA convention that I attended in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Peter McLaughlin was sitting talking to Chris Brashear at a table, and I said hi to Peter, and he introduced me to Chris. So I subsequently bought one of his albums and have really enjoyed listening to it. He's playing Tim O'Brien's 1943 Gibson J45 on this project, and he's got Tim O'Brien doing harmony vocal to him, Mike Compton playing mandolin, Todd Phillips on upright bass, and Chris Brashear is doing the lead vocals and playing acoustic guitar. Lovely song called Listen to Me Mother.
Can you hear this letter written from a heart on by the wind? Memories still leave me lonely, wishing for my home again. Won't you listen to me, Mother? The tender words for you today. Thoughts of you from me returning in this verdant month of May. Don't you worry for me, Mother. I'll be coming home someday. All the years with you I've cherished, how I miss those childhood days. Loving arms from you were given through all my young and restless ways. Won't you listen to me, Mother? The tender words for you today. Thoughts of you from me returning in this verdant month of May. Don't you worry for me, mother, and I'll be coming home someday. Now I'm out upon this journey, I wander with a guiding hand. And if I fall or ever falter, your love for me will make me stand. Won't you listen to me, mother? Tender words for you today. Thoughts of you from me returning in this verdant month of May. Don't you worry for me, mother, I'll be coming home someday. And I'll be coming home someday.
Isn't that a great sound? Nice song from Chris Brashear. We might hear from him a little bit later in the program. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing you some of my favourite music. And a lot of the reasons why some of the music I've gotten has become my favourites is there's been a personal contact with some of the musicians. Bluegrass musicians are particularly friendly and sociable, and you go to a festival and you find you can talk to just about anybody, and it's wonderful, really. And we've been fortunate way out here in New Zealand to have visits from musicians, and they, of course, leave a lasting influence on you. And we're visited sometimes in the 1990s, and I can't put a date on it, by Andy Owens and his family. He had his wife Kathy and the boys Stuart and Cameron, and they were passing through New Zealand, and they called into our place, and we socialised and probably had a cup of tea and maybe some pikelets or something, and may played a bit of music. Well, he has a superb album that he left me with, and I don't play it often enough, and it's called Kerosene Circuit. Was released in 1992. Andy Owens plays lead vocals, mandolin, Jerry Douglas, Dobro, Stuart Duncan fiddle, Sam Bush on some of the tracks, David Greer guitar, Mark Schatz bass, and Jeff Scroggins on banjo, and he has all sorts of people singing harmony with him. The song I've selected, he's got Margaret Bailey and Terry Eldridge, so he's got some great harmony. Here comes a song called Bitter Memory from the Andy Owens Project, the album was called Kerosene Circuit.
She told me our love would last forever. She told me she'd make for me a home. She told me she could bear to leave me never. I stand left all alone. Our love in time had grown much weaker. She said she wanted to be free. And now I will not go and seek her. I'll stay right here with this bitter memory. Thank you. dread of me, Lord, that she could not hide. Our love in time had grown much weaker. She said she wanted to be free. And now I will not go and seek her. I'll stay right here with this bitter memory. Time had come for leaving. She said she knew she'd gone back. She said she knew she'd been deceiving. How did she know she took the only heart I had? Our love. She said she wanted to be free. And now I will not go and seek her. I'll stay right here with this bitter memory. I'll stay right here with this bitter memory.
That was Yandy Allen's project, Bitter Memory. So here's a bit of history for you. Back in 1970, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was playing around New Zealand, and we often played at a place called the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland, and it was a very small performance venue, a sort of coffee bar, had a one step up to the stage, a small stage area, and usually seated probably about 30 or 40 people. And it was a very great, really good place to play music, really, because people were right there. We recorded a live concert there that was subsequently issued as an album called Live at the Wynyard Tavern, and then it was reissued in the early 2000s as The Tavern Revisited, in concert 5th of July 1970. And because it was in a new format, a CD format, we were able to play all the tracks that were recorded at the concert instead of restricting the album release to just the 16 tracks that we managed to fit on the vinyl LP at the time. And it was a great concert. We were packed on the stage. The audience was right in our face. People sitting on the ground right in front of you. And it was a great atmosphere, really. And so I'd like to just play you the way we started off then. This is recorded live to two-track tape. John Raffel did an amazing job with the recording engineering, and we had a good time. Here we are. The man introducing us, Jeff Bendall, was the man who ran the concerts, and regrettably he died just a couple of years ago. A wonderful person. Here we go with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band live at the Wynyard Tavern.
The Wynyard Tavern would like to welcome the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on.
I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean alone.
Muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on.
New Orleans on the old St. Lou, stop in Memphis, Minneapolis too. Back in Nashville I'll be through. So roll, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on.
Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got an ocean, you'll go to the ocean alone,
muddy river, roll on.
Tennessee, who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on. She won't wait, so roll, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on. Roll, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on. I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean alone, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River. I've got a gal in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on. Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on, Muddy River, roll on.
Oh, we had a lot of fun doing that concert. It was fraught with difficulty, and the poor sound engineer doing the mixing, we kept moving around, and as we went from one side of the stage to the other, we changed stereo alignment, you know, so it caused all sorts of problems. But it was a lot of fun, and captured the immediacy of a live performance. Always good fun. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's go back to Chris Brashear from the album Heart of the Country, and here's a song called Hills of Arkansas.
I'm crossing the hills of Arkansas, heading west on a cool March day, with the red buds blooming down below. It's a slick and curvy highway, it's a slick and curvy highway. I might see a buffalo here and there and think about the ancient plains, for the fence rows broke up the land, the black baldy calf now claims, black baldy calf now claims. I look down through the hills and hollers where the mist rolls deep below. They sing down there a lonesome song, fiddle this much I know, fiddle this much I know. Heart of the Midwest, heart of the country, where we lived on farm and money. I'm Tahlequah bound, little Cherokee town, going to fish if the day turns sunny. Hope the day turns warm and sunny. This road takes me back to a place called home, stays with me forever. Great uncle out west truly said it best, that he left because of fickle weather, all the wild and stormy weather. As the years roll on, singing this song to my Ozark hills so pretty, I'll be so sad to think of mother and dad have gone on to that city, that far off golden city. I'm crossing the hills of Arkansas, heading west on a cool March day, with the red buds blooming down below. It's a slick and curvy highway, it's a slick and curvy highway.
Chris Brashear and his team doing the song Hills of Arkansas. I couldn't find it on my sheet for a while. Thank you very much for listening to that. Big hello to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. It's played at different times of the day and the week on a whole variety of stations throughout New Zealand, Access radio stations. Similarly, Access radio stations in Canada. Big hi to you folk, and hope you're all enjoying bluegrass music from this side of the Pacific Ocean, right down in the southwestern corner in New Zealand here. This program comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, we're called, and the station is in Hamilton, New Zealand, and we've been doing this program for 8 or 9 years now, and thoroughly enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. And a big hello to the people at Bluegrass Planet Radio, all those people who are listening, I think, Friday afternoon, and hope that you enjoy my approach to bluegrass music, which I've loved for more than 50 years. Let's hear Andy Owens again with Virginia Stauffer, Bill Monroe tune, Body and Soul. Always love this tune. Project, Body and Soul, great song there. We're getting close to the end of the show, and it's a long time since we've had Alison Krauss doing a song on the show. So here she is from the Lonely Runs Both Ways album, Alison Krauss in Union Station with the song My Poor Old Heart. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith. I'm signing off now. And we'll take it out with David Grisman and Sam Bush with a tune from their Hold On We're Strumming album called Crusher and Hoss. What a great name that is. Thanks for listening. Hope you can tune in again next week, however you're doing it. Okay, see you later. Bye.